Power 106.9, today's hottest jams, Wale Lotus Flower Bomb. Right now, I am very excited because I'm joined in studio with Bruce. Bruce, you make me nervous. I can't even talk anymore.
It happens all the time. Preachers, wives, everybody.
How you doing?
Everything is wonderful. How you doing?
I am great. I'm excited to meet you in person. We talked earlier this week, and I'm glad you're here.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Omaha's a good place to be.
Omaha. I didn't think it was nothing to do up here. Nah. So far, I've been right. There's nothing to do up here. Nothing. I can't even get in trouble up here, but you know, it's cool.
Oh, I bet you could.
If you want to raise a child, it's probably the perfect place.
Yeah, there's stuff to do here. It's good. What did you think about Omaha? Like when you just thought, oh, I'm going to Omaha. I wonder, is it cowboy boots?
Oh, yeah. Cowboy boots. Good old boys. You know, what are you boys doing up there? You shouldn't be. You should go back to Georgia. You know, that's what I thought was going to be here.
You know, what's funny is I bet there's more cowboy boots in Georgia.
It is.
Yeah.
And
there
more
is
good
here.
Old boys.
Right?
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So, tell us about if people are going to go tonight, when people go tonight, excuse me, or another day this weekend. Funny Bone, by the way, 402-493, there it is, 8036. What can they expect?
Funny from beginning to the end. I'm not an up and down comedian. You know, some comedians give you a roller coaster ride. That's what I call it, roller coaster. When they're funny, then they die down, then they're funny, they die down. I'm going up, 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 and I'm not coming down.
That's good.
That's the way I do it.
So people can kind of lose weight laughing.
Absolutely.
I like it. That's
so
good
stuff.
I have
actually made people throw up. I have actually did that.
Okay, you have to tell me about what happened there.
A lady did it. I thought she was pregnant, but she was laughing. But yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, so that was that the weirdest thing that's ever happened to
yeah,
you while you're doing?
Thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
And now the weirdest thing is when two people threw up, and it was a couple, and they was together, and they did it together. You're still laughing. Like, now that's funny.
Is this real? Is this real life?
I cannot
what
make
did
up.
You do? I mean, what did you do? You're up on stage and you see
make
this happening.
Up. I cannot make this up.
I mean, you're right. But what did you do?
I just said, are you throwing up? Get him a bag. And the guy said, yeah, get us a bag. He didn't want to leave. He wanted to throw up some more. I think it was a little intoxicated.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
But it came up.
That's
because you know when you're drunk and it want to come up, it's gonna go two ways.
It yeah,
gonna come up or come out, right? So it came up, yeah.
Oh man, I can't even imagine. Wow. Well, I mean that's good though. That you're a funny man.
Yes,
making people throw up.
It's been really, really good for me.
Well, tell us about you, about your life. I want to know, you know, beginning to now.
I don't want to bring up the male stripper because, you know, it's not appropriate for radio, but I did that for a little while. And my stage name was Stretch Marks, and the church members came down hard on me, so I'm going to change it to Lemon Pound Cake. I think that'll be better for the church members. Lemon Pound Cake, Lemon Pound Cake. And that'll be good, you know. But,
yeah.
No, you know, I'm a big guy, sexy as heck. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you make me so nervous I can't even talk anymore. I mean,
good looking. God, I tell you, I hate to say it about myself, but it's true. I cannot make this up. You know, and you know, just love what I do and love making people laugh and just coming to different cities. I hadn't been to Omaha in about 3 or 4 years now, so it's no reason why people shouldn't come out to see me because I have been here for a day and it's nothing to do here. I've been there. Whole Foods 42 times since I've been here.
When'd you get in? This morning?
Last night. So, you know, when you're in the store, you can eat food. You know, as long as you're in the store, it's not stealing. So I just ate grapes, made a sandwich, and I just walked out because they can't prove that I took anything, right?
Okay. Well, yeah, you didn't. No, you stood there and ate it.
That's right.
It's gone now. What are you
going
to do?
Made a salad.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. 402-493-8036. Funny Bone this weekend. Bruce. Two shows tonight. Two shows tomorrow. One show on Sunday.
And Monday, I am out like 8 tracks.
Where do you go next?
We actually go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, nice.
One of your favorite places.
I love Florida, yeah.
Hard Rock Cafe. You ever been there? Very nice club.
I don't think I've been to Fort Lauderdale. I don't think I've even been there.
You need to go.
I will do that.
Yeah, you need to go.
Yeah, I will. Florida. I'll go anywhere.
It is wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah, the girls down there try to marry me. I've been proposed to 50, 60 times in Florida.
That's awesome.
It's a norm.
Yeah. Just another reason why I want to go live there.
Yeah.
People are nice.
Yeah.
All right, can you hang on for a bit? We're going to take a break and come back with more nuggets of deliciousness from Bruce.
Absolutely.
Power 106.9, today's hottest jams.
It's Minnie. You never had a song.
Power 106.9, today's hottest jams, B.O.B. So good. I am joined in the studio right now. Bruce, still hanging out. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you.
We've been having a lot of fun conversations about a little bit of everything.
Yes, we have.
So one thing we haven't touched on yet that I want to, because, you know, when you're a kid, you always dream about being famous and in movies or a singer or whatever. And, well, you are famous in movies.
Okay.
All right. So I want to talk about your latest film.
Okay. It's called Think Like a Man, the new Steve Harvey book. And I got to sing with Taraji P. Henson, Megan Good, and Gabriel Union.
Oh, and, she is beautiful.
Yeah.
In real life, is she as pretty as she is?
Yes, she is.
Or even better.
She is.
I love her.
She's a gorgeous girl.
She's
and
awesome.
She introduced herself to Gabriel Union. I'm like, you think I don't know you? And you know me? She's like, I just try to keep it professional. Come on, Gabriel. Keep it real. But Megan Good is...
Try to picture her. I'm going to have to look
good.
Her up, I think.
Oh, let me
I know. I know who she is.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, hot.
When you're in presence of such ridiculous beauty...
I'm used to it.
Yeah.
I get it all the time. It's not even a big deal. When I was around him, I felt just like I was sitting at home. But it was fun doing it, and I got a scene in it, you know. I played the fat guy. They call it the chubby guy.
Oh, well, and, PC.
And we at the food truck. You know, like the truck come out and serve food. And
yeah, no, food trucks are the bomb.
Food and Taraji P. Henson interrupts me. You don't interrupt a chubby guy at the food truck.
No.
And so we had it out there, and it was very good. And the movie is very funny. The lead was Kevin Hart. And it did well. Over the weekend, it did $35 million.
So yeah.
Think Like a Man. Big ups to Mr. Steve Harvey for writing that book and making it work for me and everybody else.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah.
So would you choose to do movies over stand-up? If you had the opportunity, say, you know, you're the next Steve Harvey. You're doing these movies. You're doing, he does a radio show, too. That guy kind of does everything.
Yeah, he hosts Family Feud.
Yeah.
Now he's getting ready to do a talk show.
Yeah.
Of course, I love stand-up. But, you know, movies, when you do movies and you make the money off movies when you get big, that's money for your kids. And I don't really plan on leaving my kids anything.
So, but your grandbabies.
Yeah.
Grandbabies are going to get
some
stuff.
Yeah, they're going to get it. But my kids are not getting nothing. I'm here to tell you. If you're listening, I'm not working to leave you anything, okay? I'm going to spend it right here on Earth, all right? So, you know, if you're looking for, well, we can't wait to dad croak, it's not going to happen. It might be a few years. And then when I get about 96, I'm like, you know I didn't leave you nothing, right? All right.
My dad tells me that all the time.
And he meant it.
No, I know he does.
You know, you think he's joking, but he meant every word of it.
No, that's why whenever I go back to see him, I'm like, we should probably go to dinner and maybe then we'll take a trip over to the mall. And can I borrow your credit card? Because I really need to go get a new purse.
You better get it right here on Earth.
I know. Well, I know what I'm doing. 32 years old and I still go home and, Daddy, can I borrow your credit card?
32 is good. That's a good age.
I don't know.
That's amazing. I'm old enough to be your father.
You want to be my daddy?
I would. I'd be your big daddy.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Bruce, at the Funny Bone. What?
You remember that back in the day? Radio personality? Yeah.
Radio is what we like to call that.
Radio personality, you talk real good. You know, you articulate your words. Fine, you're right here in Power 106.9. Yes. But, you know, back in the day when I was coming up, radio jocks talk like this. We're right here with the Godfather. Yeah. Dr. Feelgood. Yes. Coming back at you in about 3 minutes. All right. That's the way it was back in the day.
I know. I like it. Now we're just normal.
Yeah.
You know, we don't try.
Yeah, everybody been to college, you know. I mean, I went to college, you know, dropped my cousin off. But it was just so many things, you know, it was for me to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Bruce at the Funny Bone this weekend. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, one show on Sunday. If you don't have your tickets, you need to get them. 402-493-8036. You can log on to power1069fm.com. We've got a link for you right there. And get your tickets. It's funny, man. There's nothing better than to go out with your friends, go to a comedy club, and laugh.
And
nothing better to laugh.
And have fun. Now, let me let everybody know this is not a pro-black show. Pro-black. This is not a black show. My comedy is for everybody because I believe it's finding people laugh no matter what race you are. Black, white, Latino, Asian, German, Greek, Turkish, Iraqi, come out. You're going to have fun, trust me.
Yeah, and I mean, that is what it's about, laughing, comedy. It's universal, and absolutely. If you don't like to laugh, then your name must be Kanye West.
Right. Super weird guy. You know, Kanye is weird. I said it. Kanye, I hope you listen. You are weird.
Yeah.
Talented, but weird.
Right.
Okay?
Deep demons issues, whatever's going on up in there.
Something going.
Not right.
Yeah, he's not a bright guy, I don't think. He's probably got an imaginary friend right now that rides with him in the car.
That's wrong?
Well,
because I've got a couple.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
Kind of figured that.
Yeah, I got something.
But yeah, really and truly, it's wrong.
Okay. Well, Bruce, thank you so much for hanging out with me today.
Thank you.
Have awesome shows this weekend. I don't know. What do you say to a comedian? Do you say good show or break a leg?
You just say, hey, I'll holla back at you.
Oh, I like it. I'll holla back at you. Next time you're in town, you bring me barbecue, I'll bring you barbecue. We'll do a swap.
I'll cook you barbecue.
That's what we'll do. I'll cook some barbecue. You cook some. We'll, you know, trade secrets and
absolutely.
Delicious ribs.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming
in
today. And enjoy Omaha. Sorry, there's no greens for you.
Hey, it's okay. We'll make it happen.
We got some good stuff here, too. Coming up, we got David Guetta, Love Rants, and Drake. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
It's Power 106.9.